And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The first aid via a new sea route has arrived in Gaza.
A ship delivering 2,000 tons of food and water and humanitarian supplies has arrived in Gaza. It's the first shipment of desperately needed aid to the besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a new sea route from Cyprus. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the worsening humanitarian crisis in the enclave. The food on the ship was sent by Charity World Central Kitchen and was transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left Cyprus on Tuesday. Israel's military confirmed the delivery. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hunger soars and aid dwindles as gangs in Haiti suffocate the country. VOA's Alexis Strope with more.
The source told Reuters Israel's delegation will be led by the head of its Mossad intelligence agency, David Barnea. Hamas presented a new weeks-long ceasefire proposal, including a hostage and prisoner exchange, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said was still based on unrealistic demands. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees said one in three children under the age of two in northern Gaza is now acutely malnourished. The UN has said it faces overwhelming obstacles getting aid in, while Israel, which controls crossings, blames UN agencies for slow delivery. Israel has warned it's planning to launch a new offensive in Rafah, the last relatively safe city in the crowded enclave. Netanyahu's office has said civilians would be evacuated, but it did not give a time frame for the attack.
Niger's junta says the U.S. military presence in the country is no longer justified after holding high-level talks with the U.S. diplomatic and military officials this week. Niger plays a central role in the U.S. military's operations in the Sahel. This is VOA News. And hunger continues to soar, and the aid is dwindling as gangs in Haiti suffocate the country.
About 1.4 million Haitians are on the verge of famine, and more than 4 million require food aid. Sometimes people are eating only once a day or not at all. Officials are trying to rush food, water, and medical supplies to makeshift shelters and other places as gang violence suffocates lives across Port-au-Prince and beyond. Many people are trapped in their homes. Only a handful of aid organizations have been able to restart operations since February 29th. That's when gangs began attacking key state institutions and burned police stations. They also stormed the country's two main prisons and freed more than 4,000 inmates. They've also been firing at the main international airport, which remains closed. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
When Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny died suddenly last month in an Arctic prison, his team was left with a monumental challenge, and that's sustaining an opposition movement against President Vladimir Putin without the living example of their defined and charismatic leader. A significant test comes this Sunday, the last of 3 days that Russian voters can go to the polls in a presidential election that is widely viewed as more of a formality than an exercise in democracy. Navalny's team is urging Russians to flock to polling stations Sunday at noon, local time across the country's 11 time zones, to demonstrate their discontent with Putin's rule and his war against Ukraine. U.S. Vice President or former Vice President Mike Pence says that he is not endorsing Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Former Vice President Mike Pence makes it clear he will not give his backing to Donald Trump for president this election. In a TV interview, the once loyal Vice President to Donald Trump announces he will not endorse his former boss for the November election. Mike Pence joins a list of former senior Trump administration officials who are not supporting Trump's re-election bid. Last August, when Pence was running for president, he spoke of the conflict on January 6, 2021, in certifying President Biden's victory last time.
The president ultimately continued to demand that I choose him over the Constitution.
Trump supporters were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," and created a makeshift noose on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.